This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say a very deep fire hampered rescue efforts Saturday at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, where authorities are racing to recover any survivors beneath a mountain of rubble. Rescuers said they were using infrared technology, water, and foam to battle the blaze, whose source was unclear. At a news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG first responders are dealing with the fire as best they can.
The fire has been going on for a while. It's a very deep fire. It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which killed at least four. Britain's Health Minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Sydney and surrounding areas have entered a hard 2-week coronavirus lockdown as authorities struggle to control a fast-spreading outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
Authorities say the city and surrounding areas have about 80 confirmed cases of the Delta variant of the virus, and it's spreading rapidly. The country also remains largely unvaccinated. Parts of Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were already under lockdown due to the outbreak. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a 3-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community.
Under the rules in place for July 9th, people can leave home only for essential work, medical care, education, or shopping like groceries. The government says 28% of people aged 16 or older have received their first COVID-19 vaccine shot.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. The Delta coronavirus, first identified in India, appears to be dominating new infections in South Africa. Acting Health Minister Mamoloko Kubayi told a news conference by Zoom on Saturday that the country was now in the midst of a third wave of COVID-19, with more than 18,000 new infections and 215 deaths recorded Friday.
We are in the third wave. We continue to see infections rapidly rising. And the number of these infections continue to rise, and Gauteng continues to be the epicenter of these new infections.
South Africa is the worst hit country in Africa in terms of COVID-19 infections and deaths. The rollout of vaccines in South Africa has been slow, with just 2.7 million administered so far out of a population of 60 million. The suspect in a knife attack in southern Germany that left 3 women dead was ordered kept in custody Saturday on suspicion of murder, while authorities puzzled over a possible motive, examining his mental health and seeking to determine whether he was radicalized. On Saturday, the man appeared before a judge who ordered him held in jail pending a possible indictment on suspicion of 3 counts of murder, 6 of attempted murder, and another of bodily harm. Officials said he did not have a criminal record, but there were 2 incidents earlier this year that resulted in him being sent briefly to a psychiatric hospital. Authorities also were looking at the possibility of the man having been radicalized as an Islamic extremist. Afghan officials say about 5,000 families have fled their homes in Kunduz. The Taliban had briefly seized Kunduz City twice in recent years, but have now captured the surrounding districts and the main border crossing with Tajikistan. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.